Welcome everybody to Shiur number 1075, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, last year we went through, if somebody has various different types of breads, you have from wheat bread, bread made out of wheat, barley, or possibly spelled oats, whatever we said to make the amoitzi should be made on the wheat, even though it's not a complete bread, it also applies to matzah, rolls, or whatever the case is during the week, let's say. There are various different types of breads, and you're going to eat from those various breads, or you have a couple of matzahs, one is wheat, one is spelt, let's say something like that. So you make the bracha on the wheat, even though the wheat is not complete, it's not a shalem, so I just wanted to end off. So with the lemaisa, how we came out, that a yorish shemaim, if possible, and let's say the wheat, the regular matzah or regular roll, is not complete, so take that together with the one that's complete, like the oats or the spelt, take it together and make the bracha hamaitzi together. So lemaisa, the mishabura ended off, the Sharetzin ended off, which we spoke about a while back also, that Lamaisa Veniridis in Sifka and Gimel, our Simin Reshiot Aleph Sifka and Gimel, the Mishabura ended off over there. What about by fruits? So maybe if I have two fruits and one is complete, one is not complete, and one is from the Shivas Aminim, but it's not complete, but I have a complete one that's not the Shivas Aminim, so maybe I should make my Ha'etz on both, hold them both. No, he says it only applies by bread or by matzah. Veniridis Virulayda came in the Min Hadin, Milas Shiva Adif, Mimal. Hashalom, because we always say that Shivas Aminim comes before complete, right? Virakla Indian Sudas Pass. It's only over there. Again, we're reading in Sifkat and Gimel in the Sharet Sin in Reshiot Aleph. Some Reshiot Aleph. Virakla Indian Pass. It's only over there by bread. The Huadin the Ikat Kaviyas Suda by its Kaviyas Suda. So Amru the Yerushimaim. We said Yerushimaim Yaitzegam Malis Shalom. That is important by when you're making a bracha on bread and a Kaviyas Suda to have a Shalom, a complete item. Yeah, but what do you mean? But it's second. It's only spelt, it's only oats, and it's only barley, but over there I have wheat. You know, I have the broken one is wheat, so no, you have to make the bracha on the wheat. So Yerushimayim, take them both together, but that only applies, he brings down even that thing which we said, Yerushimayim should do it like that, if possible. So again, it's not, you don't must do it, but it's good to do it. Yerushimayim should do it. So, that's only by kaveya suda. Masha ain't came by peris, but by fruits. The ena ikasuda lehechmiru came in the medina milas shiva adif. But milas shiva would come first by fruits. So by fruits, if you have, let's say, a grape, right, that's cut in half, and you have an apple that's complete or something like that. I'm just giving an example. Or you have a cashew or a nut or something like that that's complete, but I have a grape that's cut in half, so you don't have to take them both. Well, I'll take the two. I'll take the cashew and I'll take the grape, or I'll take the apple together with the grape and hold them together. You don't have to do that. It's only over there by Kaveya Suda where we say there's more of an inyan to do that. Again, it's not halacha l'maisa. If somebody didn't do it, they're for sure yoitza. In other words, if they just held on to the broken piece of matzah, that's chitim. They still did the right thing, but it's a good thing to take them both together. Al tkevei suda. Okay, so now the question is, where do we stick these? So I now have spelt, I have rye, I have oats, I have wheat, I have barley. Which bread comes first? I have various breads, I have various matzahs. I'm going to take a little from each one. I don't know. So where do we make the hamaitzi on? Well, let's say a case in time when somebody has cake or these type of things, cakes made from oats or cake made from spelt, right? Some people can't eat wheat, whatever the case is. So which one comes first? It's all mazonas or it's all hamaitzi, depending on if it's a cake or if it's a bread. So he brings down, does the sefer, Hilchos Brachos, page Resh Mem Beis, which we've been working from, lechem kusmin, let's say you have like spelt bread, kuidim lelechem ishifin. That will come before rye. So spelt bread, he brings down, comes before rye. So if you have spelt bread or spelt matzah and rye, so then you make the bracha on the spelt, and that'll include the rye. Or yishibay l'shul, it'll also come before oats. So if I have, let's say, two matzahs, I have spelt matzah and oats matzah, coming up Pesach, sometimes people, that could be very negel l'maisa. So you have spelt matzah and now you have oat matzah, so you want to make the bread. And I'm going to eat them both. I like the spelt and I like the oats. So let's say a person on a diet or whatever, but so they don't eat wheat. So you make the bracha on the spelt. Lechem spelt koydim lelechem mishifayin oshibay l'shul. That will come before the oats, or before the rye and the oats. Lafisha kusmin min chita, because he says, interesting, that the spelt is a type of a wheat. Spelt is considered type of a wheat. And wheat comes before barley. And shifayin v'shibay l'shul shneim min sa'irim. So now the shifayin, the rye, and the oats is a type of barley. So that comes second. Okay, so that's very, very interesting, and it comes up. It comes up a lot. So he says, Shifa and Vishba, the rye and the oats are Shneshneim min Sa'ira. That is a type of barley. So again, let's just chazir over. Spelt, he says, spelt is a type of wheat. So that will come first. In the Pasuk, you have first wheat, chita, and then barley, Sa'ira. So we have to make it in the right order. You have to make the bracha on the thing that comes first. Wheat comes first. So if we're going to say spelt is a type of wheat, so then if you have spelt, rye, and oats, so then the matzah, challah, whatever it is, you're making the bracha, and you're going to be eating from all of them. Again, if they're not in front of you, or you're not going to be eating from all of them, you don't have to do all this, right? You're going to be... take a piece of the matzah, take a piece of the challah, whatever the case is, and there's various different types. So then you want to make the bracha. So then spelt would come first, and the rye and the oats would come second, because that is a type of barley. In other words, you make one bracha, but what do you want to make the bracha on? So you make the bracha on the spelt. If you have wheat, regular wheat, of course, that would always come first. Shifrin Adif, he says, but rye, shifa and adav to chaviv yoiser. He says apparently rye is usually chaviv also. That would be more the rye would come even before the oats, because that's usually chaviv. He says, I'm not sure why, but that's what he says. Lechem is ayra kaidim lekusmim. Now he says interesting, but bread that's made from barley kaidim lekusmim would come before spelt. So he says, interesting, why would that be? In other words, we just said that spelt is a type of wheat. So why, if you have bread made out of barley grains or whatever the case might be, right? Like that type of bread. So then why would that come before spelt? We just said that spelt is a type of wheat, because he says, Lafisha who's come beforeish bepasuk, because of the fact that the barley is mentioned beferish in the pasuk. So it's very interesting. Okay, I just do want to mention, he does bring it down from, this is brought down, it's in Simen Kuf Samaches, which we quoted before in Sif Dalet, Pasa'irim, Paskusmin, all these different type of things, these different type of breads. I don't want to spend too much more time on it, but that's where it's brought down, Simen Kuf Samaches. I just want to read from the Mishnah Berurah real quickly, how he brings it down, that which we just said. He says in Sifkat and Yud Beis, Simen Kuf Samaches, Sifkat and Yud Beis, after Kuspin Chashvinin Nami Bichlal Shivas Aminim, even though spelt is really part of the Shivas Aminim, right? The Minchitim, who it's a type of wheat, spelt is a type of wheat, so we said that would come first, right? We spoke about that. Since it's not clearly written in the Pasuk, he says, Mishnah Berurah talking Sifkat and Yud Beis, Mikomakam Einim Afarish Behedi Bekra, the Shivas Aminim, Lachin Tzairim Chashiv Tfei. Therefore, the barley, if something is made out of barley, pure barley, right, that would come first. And in conjunction with bread, we're talking about, then that would come. And so again, we're talking about same bracha, then the barley would come first, because that's beferish in the pasuk. That's what it says, Lefisha huzka beferish in the pasuk. So the barley would come first. Okay, we'll talk about next year. I want to get into, let's say you have bread mixes. A lot of times you have bread that's mixed, different type of grains. You have 7-grain bread, they have these things called 5-grain bread, and mixed with rye and spelt and different types. So how do you look at that? Okay, thank you for listening. Hatzlacha, bracha, kol tuv.